This is March the 16th, 1997. We're gathered for a meeting, business meeting with the commander. Greetings, commander.
Just hold.
We'll hold.
The Argos is here, but I'm having a little trouble.
There's a pair of trouble right there.
For you from Las Vegas, silence is your best bet. You see, I've had to make a promise. If I get her down here today, I'm going to have to clear up the lungs enough for her to breathe. So we're working on that. Just if you'll just abide with us a minute. Come prepared to make your speeches. I think we can make it for a while. I have to make an explanation up front. I thought we could avoid it. But I want all of you to be very, very careful when you pick up these lung infections these days. And anyone who has a tendency toward arrhythmias, congestive failure, that sort of thing, don't play with it. This type of pneumococcus will move right in to the heart muscle, literally. And it's very, very hard to clear up. So we're having to go through a whole period of congestive failure. I make that explanation because I may have to let her go. I'm so pleased that some of you have made it over here for the first time. I would introduce myself, Yorgos Seris Hatton. You're going to have to get used to me addressing myself as Hatton, because we're moving into the next rather enormous phase of our relationships in the inner communities. Hopefully our ability to move on past some of these years of literally heartbreaking escapades through the court system. And I know that you ones really don't know what to do. But some are really, really getting stressed out. We've got to have the help, and it really is no help if I have to do it, because the same hands, the same minds have to handle it. Can anybody tell me, and I guess Jean's here, how far are we with this common law stuff with Miller? Do we have yet any kind of a breakdown? Has anybody bothered to take his codes, enlist them, and get us a kind of a summary of, well, I don't know what we're asking for, but for instance, a Title 18, Title 162, so forth, subsections. He refers to some of them over and over and over again. And before anyone is going to be qualified to go into a courtroom and lay a title or a whatever you're going to call it, a Code 42, on the judge, aren't you going to have to know what a 42 is? And I don't think anybody really is working on it. Gene's been digging out information about the flag, but we already know about the flag. We have court cases dangling right now that if Miller were here, and everybody just relax, because Miller's going to be here, we could have two or three cases ready to go in and slap those judges right across the, you know where.
Kiss her. pass.
Hiya, Court.
We should make Court give the speech.
Oh. Much better than I am.
Really?
I feel like we need to make a few announcements up front. What I would like to do is just launch off into the subject, Gene, forgive me, of light, but I guess I won't do that. I'll let Lewis give it to you between your eyes. I cannot stress enough to you people that this is a place of a nucleus, if you will, of having to walk through some of these new ideas and new concepts first. You can know the value of your work by how many try to stop you or steal it or both. You're going to end up with the only game in town. We've worked toward it for a decade at least. Longer, but you don't really understand what happened before that. That would have brought you to playing in such a physical game of getcha. And to be totally isolated and alone while you're working with so many people. But I believe that all of you now, especially after the encounters in Las Vegas at Nevada corporate headquarters, you'll understand the value of not having great lists of people and great membership lists. It's hard enough the way it is, isn't it? Without getting all entangled in more and more and more harassment. You're going to have to know what you're doing with your corporations. That is absolutely number one on your business list. And if you can't respond instantly, correctly, you're going to have trouble. And we've worked on that and worked on that. And right now, as we're here today, EJ will want to talk to Ron and Court a little bit before you get away. And EJ, if we have to go, would you make arrangements to come back or something? We'd like to open 3 accounts in Europe next month. And we're going to send somebody over with it. So I think we can expedite it a little bit. But it's going to need all of its back paperwork and all of its protective measures. You're going to be working before long with the Farrakhan group. And I'm not going to go into more detail than that at this moment. You're going to have to come to some realization what you feel and how strongly you feel about your religious affiliations. I'm not talking about God, Christ. I'm talking about church and doctrine. Am I suggesting that if you speak to Mr. Farrakhan, you should be Islamic? Nation of Islam or something? No, I think maybe he'd kick you out. That's not what I'm talking about. But we're going to have to join hands with our brothers or we're not going to make it through here. Things are coming down so quickly, so sharply, and to such great, great magnitude that we are going to have to basically, quietly go about getting our own things accomplished because obviously others are not getting them accomplished. I'll give you a little idea what I hope to see unfold. Within the week, I hope that there will be a very quiet, very, very high-level meeting that will come from the Black Panthers. And I'm putting it right out here. And ones are choking. I can feel it in the room. Don't tell, don't tell. Well, I'm not going to give you an address, but I am going to tell you about it. Because that's where we are going to start, with the ones that have the immediate and direct inroads, recognition, and the ability to pick up the phone and get a response. We have planned on that first major contact this next week. Then we can go right on up the line. I would hope that Gene is going to very, very diligently work on this Miller material, because the next big blast is going to be O.J. Simpson into court with Miller. We are going to get some attention, and we're going to change a system, and we're going to do it this way. It will work. And with that kind of participation, the eyes of the world will absolutely be on every waking moment of it. And when you can walk into a courtroom, and Gene already has found out that one citizen, if just one citizen demands it, the judge on the bench is obligated to remove that fringe flag. So Gene is working on some very technical things, and you have to be right. And don't think you're going to walk in there and I am Mary Doe and I demand, sir, you take that flag down. Two things are wrong with that. You're walking into his jurisdiction if you pass the little swinging gate. And number two, if you acknowledge that flag, then you've acknowledged the flag. So you're going to want to do these things as cleverly as they have done them to you. There are some things that are mandatory by law, but of course they don't practice it anymore. And one thing I wonder how many of you might have noticed. You see a fringed flag, you know, to the left of the judge up there, and it's a California flag. It's got a bear on it. Does anybody realize it also has a red star on the white field, and that is communism? So you don't just have a fringed flag anymore. You've usurped your California flag and turned it into a communist flag. Now, would that be representing Red China or Red Russia? And you better know the difference. You better know the difference. Because China is already taking such great whacks out of the United States of America that you better shudder. Clinton doesn't just sell the Lincoln bedroom, my friends. He has sold Long Beach. The name of that corporation, which is one of the largest in the world, is called Costco. Now, all of you think, oh, that's Price Costco. We're going to get a good deal out of that. Well, forget that. That's not what it is. It is a Chinese company, and that's going to control the openings to the underground that can float those submarines all the way China Lake. So these are serious times. And your president is getting ready to go over and have his summit this week with Russia. And what in the world do you think is going on in the Middle East? These are very, very heavy, hard days. And it doesn't mean that we can't function. It does mean that there is a tremendous amount of material to cover, information to glean, contacts to be made, ones that have been in Europe and South Africa trying to get some things consummated just to get them done are running into incredible confusion and trouble. As the enemy, if you will, I don't consider them my enemy. I don't care whether they know what we're doing or not. I just assume tell them what we're doing. And then we get the protection of those surveillance teams. They have just run an entire telephone trunk line into Eckers, for instance, and they try to do all this clandestinely, you know. Well, let's see, they go to Bakersfield on Friday, so you can count on the phones being out Friday. Well, then what happens is they go down on Monday, and then it's a big scramble. But our counterparts over near Johannesburg are going through the same thing while they're hooking up their surveillance lines. So even if you had something to do, you can't get information back and forth. It's like trying to do it on Wells Fargo, only not as effectively. We need financing. We've got to get some of these things finished. They get finished, but they never quite get transferred. Well, once again, you're working with the banks, and everybody listen to me, because it seems like, well, why don't you just get it done and get it into a bank and get it shifted everywhere? What did they just do today? Anybody? What did your system just do today? They froze the bank accounts of some of your Mexican high officials in the United States of America. And what did they do it for? Well, it must be drug money, because a politician of the level of so-and-so and so-and-so would not have all of this massive amount of money, especially in the United States. Well, what does that tell you? It tells you that the heart of the drug business then is in the United States, doesn't it? So you've got two bits of information. The government has started freezing accounts that they want to hold. They still have Iranian accounts frozen. They still have Iraqi accounts frozen. And what do you suppose the mess is with Jordan and a Jordanian shooting these Israeli children? Somebody is trying to start a major war. Now, who chooses? Who and how is it chosen who's going to be on your blacklist? Who decided, for instance, that Saddam Hussein was on the blacklist when that man had a $250 million account, joint account with George Bush, in one of the BCCI banks? So he obviously was not an enemy all the time, was he? But when you start talking about how did Bush get so big, well, he got so big on the basis of the bonus contract. That's how he got so big. Well, guess who has that bonus contract now? And guess who all wants to use it now? And guess who is trying very diligently to see to it that we can't use it? The most logical ones in the world to help utilize some semblance of funding for freedom are the very ones that are on the blacklist of the United States of America, because they come under the crown of England. And I know you don't like to hear that, but ever since you had your Revolutionary War. You've been trying to get back under the rule of the Crown of England, and you did it. You did it right away. Now, what her ladyship does is just Sir Knight everybody. All of your high-ranking military, especially the ones that served in Iraq and Kuwait, are all knights. That's K-N-I-G-H-T-S. They have been knighted. They have been given titles of nobility and royalty. Kissinger, Weinberger, Bush, Colin Powell, Schwarzkopf. This is treason, people. Don't any of you understand? And this is what you're going to go after the courts of injustice with. Those judges are treasonous. And they serve a fraudulent focus. They've sort of pulled out over here on their own, and they are the black-robed gods. And they can do anything they want to do. But for every evil intention, there is a clue and there is an Achilles heel. And their whole basis of operation is on secrecy. And when the first few start uncovering their secrets, they simply kill you. But now it's too big. It is too big. And you're going to find, as we move farther on, that what may seem to you as rather an elusive brass ring instead of golden ring is going to turn golden in front of you. Are you going to disagree as you move along? Of course you will. Because as people awaken, they realize more and more and more what you don't know. And then you become frightened. How will we ever make it through? And life happens to every one of you while you're hoping that you can do something else. And then I hear, oh, now we're going to pull in the most controversial people of the world, the minority groups, and I guess we're just going to go, you know, just arm up with anybody who can get us into worse trouble. Is that it, sir? Well, it may work out that way. It's all right with me. You see, I told you 10 years ago who I was. I told you 10 years ago who I am. I don't have trouble with people like Louis Farrakhan. He already knows who I am. And he calls me by name, Atan. Because we come out of the old Egyptian hierarchy down through these ages. And none of you should be surprised that we would have a paper. And none of you should be surprised that we would have called it Liberator. Because the same ones of you who served in Egypt for Akhenaten, for goodness sakes, came right along and served in the Civil War era with Garrison and the Liberator. And you cried out then to free the slaves. Well, most of the slaves at that time were black. That does not mean that the original slaves were black. They were of Irish descent, Welsh. These were bond slaves. Somehow the blacks seemed to want to glean unto themselves all that honor of being slaves. No. The most impoverished, enslaved people in the world were of your, quote, Caucasian races. So let's not get out there and say, well, I'm white, you're black, he's brown, Little Crow's red. This is foolishness. God is light. And anybody wanting to corner that information is going to find they don't have a corner on that information. That is as old as God. And certainly a lot older than any of you people on this planet. So let's just put it where it's at. These are ignorant, foolish, or just deliberately stupid people that come along and claim the right to this kind of information. Do I agree with everything that, for instance, a Louis Farrakhan will say? No. No. And any of you who are familiar with the publications for the Nation of Islam, what do we believe? We published it once. No, what we're trying to do is set up a substitute welfare department. Just because they're black, they deserve it? No. That's incorrect. On the other hand, guess what? The only reason that Mr. Farrakhan was trying to work a deal with Muammar Gaddafi was to be able to fill in the gaps when the welfare system pulled out so much funding as to just dump the black race in the United States. The hope was that it could be an easier transfer and the Nation of Islam could begin to pick up some of that terrible loss. Go into crime when they get hungry. And already it's just at each other to the point that your babies are driving by each other, shooting each other. And that's all they wanted to do. Gaddafi gave him $1 billion. That's cash. Farrakhan was awarded a $250,000 humanitarian award. He was offered more when he got into South Africa to shore up what was going to happen to the black people in the United States of America starting this year as people are kicked off welfare. That seems like a good idea, put everybody to work. But it's impractical, isn't it? So am I saying that Mr. Farrakhan should then support on a welfare system everybody? No, that's no answer. You don't give fish to the multitude, you teach them how to raise fish. Now I've got to bargain and grovel. The point is, I don't have to preach like a southern preacher. I don't need to belabor that point either because it can be so badly misunderstood. You don't have immigrants coming over from Mexico taking jobs away. Most of the young white people would not be caught dead out there, or maybe that's the only way they would be caught, out in those fields pulling weeds. I mean, how many of you stuck with just weeding garden out at the farm? You're a soft race. You don't have any survival skills.
Thank you.
We talk about being prepared. And then the preparedness Expo comes along, and then their paper comes along, and you get all hyped up and better get some MREs and some kind of survival food and a couple of gallons of water, and so you get really wound up and you go and you could survive for 2 days. I'm talking about survival. EJ got a call yesterday from someone, you know, that they're waiting to get together with and meet, and he had a bad day, went out, somebody tried to start the generator, finally started the generator, and it spilled gas, and the gas caught on fire. And pretty soon, they just had a, you know, a typical ruined day. What are you going to do with no heat? What are you going to do with no way to manufacture your electricity? Everybody says, oh, well, I'm ready. I should have, one of the things I should have done today was not bring those tapes, but if she couldn't be here, I hope that all of you saw the special on Friday night on disasters. How many of you are ready for that? 150-mile winds, hurricanes over 200 miles an hour, tornadoes, floods, devastation like you can't imagine. Everybody says, oh, it looks like a war zone. How many of you have ever seen a war zone? So how do you know? You've been lulled into this comfort where the biggest things in your life are what are happening right under your nose. The next week is a long way off. Well, actually, for some in this room, it's getting closer. We've got to make our connections now. And it becomes truly a time of people having to make some choices. God says you're either for me or you're against me. Well, this old boy says you don't have to be for me, but you better, if you're against me, get out of the way. Because we're tired of playing the game. We needed to play the game. We needed to get into, quite frankly, these lawsuits so that when we do get together to work out some structures for confronting this, just with Eckers alone, we'll have 25 lawsuits. Just to turn around and go right back in there. And the sooner you do it, the more apt you are to make them pay for themselves, at least to the extent of what you've been out over this nearly 10 years. You can go now because fraud never expires. It only expires according to the statute of limitation these frauds have foisted off on you. They go along and they commit their fraud, and then they say, oh, well, if I can make it a year, 2 years, whatever, then the statute of limitation expires. The statute of limitations on murder and fraud never expire. You can go right back with your perfect, proper paperwork and get Jason Brent for the very first thing he did. On December 24th, 1988. And Gene's going to have to tell us whether it's better to go after 15 at a time or one at a time. And who has to, I mean, the first one going in there is going to go in with such high damages. Go read Black's Law Dictionary, man, and you'll have fun when you get into the damages section. Whoever gets in there first is going to clean the house. So we'll all be fighting over who gets to file their paperwork, won't we? This is the way you change a nation. And remember something, the common law is a law of the globe. This is the aboriginal law. It's called common sense. Reason, logic, honor, truth. Gene once said something in Nevada one evening. He said, you have to lie in the court. No jury will believe you if you tell the truth. Well, isn't that remarkable? I mean, in the United States of America, where you get up there and you swear. But did anybody notice in that court in Fresno when Eckers were representing themselves? No swearing, was there? So it's understood you're going to lie. They don't even embarrass the lawyers by even suggesting that you tell the truth. And they didn't, did they? And then you feel almost sorry for this sick little thing that gets up there. And how many of you are aware that there is now a child molester who has gotten out of prison two or three times, and every time he's gotten out, he has hurt somebody else, and he is now due to be released from prison because of overcrowding. And they want to put Dorma in prison because she's dangerous to the world. You can't even house your criminals. And the thought that there is even a process of thinking that would put a couple of people in prison because they write about God is somehow unthinkable to me, and it means you've come a long way, baby, straight down. And no, we're not going to base our travels hither and yon on religion, but we certainly are on God, or we're not going anywhere. And it's going to mean that you're going to have to come out of yourselves and stop thinking about yourselves all the time. It's got to be. This is not a group. This is not a cult. This is not... This is the place where we are going to change the world. And we've had to learn, and we've had to experience, and we've had to get to here. And it's been painful from time to time, and it's been difficult. And all along the way, there are all those fighting you all the time. And then they have to form their conspiracies, but don't you see what a favor they do you on the other end? They've already chained themselves together. All you've got to do is go down and list their names now. We're going to offer some of these contracts around. We thought we mailed them to everybody we could think of, including Farrakhan and O.J. Simpson. But isn't it funny? Until God is ready for them to read it, they put it aside as a joke. This is a cruel joke. No, it's not a cruel joke. It's sitting over in Africa with the Emir of Africa, just waiting to make those connections. And now some of those bank accounts are open. And the world doesn't ever even know where it comes from, how it got there. But certainly the recipients are going to know what it is for. This world is going to be very, very sorry that it pulled this stunt on the judicial system of the United States of America, I promise you. I don't even have to look at whether or not O.J. Simpson is guilty or innocent of crime. He certainly had nothing even remotely considered to be a fair trial. He was found innocent, or at least not guilty. Now, in the United States of America, if you are found not guilty, what does that mean? You are not guilty. But that wasn't enough. And I'm going to take exception to the ones who say, ah, but you can always come in with a civil trial. Well, isn't this Sickville? If they had found him guilty, I would say, come in with your civil trial now and clean him out. He deserves it because maybe he was guilty. But after you have been found not guilty and you come in and make him guilty, what in the world have you done? You have absolutely overthrown every standard of decency in your court system. And ones will say, well, it's still the best in the world. Well, that makes me want to throw up. But it's going to be a hard go of the few daring ones that are willing to learn all this, get together, and begin to do this stuff. Because it is like walking on a new field of glass shards where the enemy is just laying in wait for you to cut your feet and bleed, hopefully to death. Well, we're not going to bleed to death. And once you begin to topple a few, the rest get very, very nervous. And the rest are very, very nervous. And whoever reported that Dave Miller is in prison, forget it. He's going to be with Peter Khawaja this week. And I would hope that you can get Peter out here with him. So I would like to just talk just a little bit here about how quickly we can get ready for some kind of a major gathering of eagles. And when I say that, I mean somebody from OJ, somebody from Farrakhan, Miller, Khawaja, Mullins. Mullins sends his love to every one of you. He had a wonderful time here. All he can speak about now is how soon he can get back. He has already put into the mill. He's gone back and he just is hitting that system. And boy, this time it's paying off. He is getting results. He's pulling up all the old ones. Just exactly what you should be doing. And when we get these people here, we can't start learning it pre-kindergarten. Let's have some cases. I don't care how simple they are. We can take the very last writ and ask David what he would have done with this. The man has now gone over it and over it and over it to the extent that he can rattle off these codes, see. And you, if you go back in there to the courtroom, you have a pretty good idea already what you have to do. And you don't chatter. You establish before you go in and you ignore their flag. And you announce that you are a citizen in party or a proper party. You don't refer to yourself as a person, because a little catch is, and this is for you who have corporations, persons, that is the name of a corporate structure. So be careful what you call yourselves. And yes, you probably will have to do something to get their attention, so you don't go into that bar area. You don't go past that swinging gate. You notice now you don't hardly have any space for people in the courtroom. And I didn't say persons, I said people, human beings. Well, you can tell the judge you are a proper human being, you know, from God Creator, or you're a good citizen in party, or you're a proper party.
This is March the 16th, 1997. We're gathered for a meeting, business meeting with the commander. Greetings, commander.
Just hold.
We'll hold.
The Argos is here, but I'm having a little trouble.
There's a pair of trouble right there.
Yeah. for you from Las Vegas, silence is your best bet. You see, I've had to make a promise. If I get her down here today, I'm going to have to clear up the lungs enough for her to breathe. So we're working on that. Just if you'll just abide with us a minute. I've come prepared to make your speeches. I think we can make it for a while. I have to make an explanation up front. I thought we could avoid it. But I want all of you to be very, very careful when you pick up these lung infections these days. And anyone who has a tendency toward arrhythmias, congestive failure, that sort of thing, don't play with it. This type of pneumococcus will move right in to the heart muscle, literally. And it's very, very hard to clear up. So we're having to go through a whole period of congestive failure. I make that explanation because I may have to let her go. I'm so pleased that some of you have made it over here for the first time. I would introduce myself, Yorgos Seris Hatton. You're going to have to get used to me addressing myself as Hatton, because we're moving into the next rather enormous phase of our relationships in the inner communities. Hopefully our ability to move on past some of these years of literally heartbreaking escapades through the court system. And I know that you ones really don't know what to do. But some are really, really getting stressed out. We've got to have the help, and it really is no help if I have to do it, because the same hands, the same minds have to handle it. Can anybody tell me, and I guess Jean's here, how far are we with this common law stuff with Miller? Do we have yet any kind of a breakdown? Has anybody bothered to take his codes, enlist them, and get us a kind of a summary of, well, I don't know what we're asking for, but for instance, the Title 18, Title 162, so forth, subsections. He refers to some of them over and over and over again. And before anyone is going to be qualified to go into a courtroom and lay a title or a whatever you're going to call it, a Code 42, on the judge, aren't you going to have to know what a 42 is? And I don't think anybody really is working on it. Gene's been digging out information about the flag, but we already know about the flag. We have court cases dangling right now that if Miller were here, and everybody just relax, because Miller's going to be here, we could have two or three cases ready to go in and slap those judges right across the, you know where.
Yes, sir.
Hi, court.
We should make court give the speech.
Much better than I am.
Really?
I feel like we need to make a few announcements up front. What I would like to do is just launch off into the subject, Gene, forgive me, of light, but I guess I won't do that. I'll let Lewis give it to you between your eyes. I cannot stress enough to you people that this is a place of a nucleus, if you will, of having to walk through some of these new ideas and new concepts first. You can know the value of your work by how many try to stop you or steal it or both. You're going to end up with the only game in town. We've worked toward it for a decade at least. Longer, but you don't really understand what happened before that. That would have brought you to playing in such a physical game of getcha. And to be totally isolated and alone while you're working with so many people. But I believe that all of you now, especially after the encounters in Las Vegas at Nevada corporate headquarters, you'll understand the value of not having great lists of people and great membership lists. It's hard enough the way it is, isn't it? Without getting all entangled in more and more and more harassment. You're going to have to know what you're doing with your corporations. That is absolutely number one on your business list. And if you can't respond instantly, correctly, you're going to have trouble. And we've worked on that and worked on that. And right now, as we're here today, EJ will want to talk to Ron and Court a little bit before you get away. And EJ, if we have to go, would you make arrangements to come back or something? We'd like to open 3 accounts in Europe next month. And we're going to send somebody over with it. So I think we can expedite it a little bit. But it's going to need all of its back paperwork and all of its protective measures. You're going to be working before long with the Farrakhan group. And I'm not going to go into more detail than that at this moment. You're going to have to come to some realization what you feel and how strongly you feel about your religious affiliations. I'm not talking about God, Christ. I'm talking about church and doctrine. Am I suggesting that if you speak to Mr. Farrakhan, you should be Islamic? Nation of Islam or something? No, I think maybe he'd kick you out. That's not what I'm talking about. But we're going to have to join hands with our brothers or we're not going to make it through here. Things are coming down so quickly, so sharply, and to such great, great magnitude that we are going to have to basically, quietly go about getting our own things accomplished because obviously others are not getting them accomplished. I'll give you a little idea what I hope to see unfold. Within the week, I hope that there will be a very quiet, very, very high-level meeting that will come from the Black Panthers. And I'm putting it right out here. And ones are choking. I can feel it in the room. Don't tell, don't tell. Well, I'm not going to give you an address, but I am going to tell you about it. Because that's where we are going to start, with the ones that have the immediate and direct inroads, recognition, and the ability to pick up the phone and get a response. We have planned on that first major contact this next week. Then we can go right on up the line. I would hope that Gene is going to very, very diligently work on this Miller material, because the next big blast is going to be O.J. Simpson into court with Miller. We are going to get some attention, and we're going to change a system, and we're going to do it this way. It will work, and with that kind of participation, the eyes of the world will absolutely be on every waking moment of it. And when you can walk into a courtroom, and Gene already has found out that one citizen, if just one citizen demands it, the judge on the bench is obligated to remove that fringe flag. So Gene is working on some very technical things, and you have to be right. And don't think you're going to walk in there and I am Mary Doe and I demand, sir, you take that flag down. Two things are wrong with that. You're walking into his jurisdiction if you pass the little swinging gate. And number two, if you acknowledge that flag, then you've acknowledged the flag. So you're going to want to do these things as cleverly as they have done them to you. There are some things that are mandatory by law, but of course they don't practice it anymore. And one thing I wonder how many of you might have noticed, you see a fringed flag, you know, to the left of the judge up there, and it's California flag. It's got a bear on it. Does anybody realize it also has a red star on the white field, and that is communism? So you don't just have a fringe flag anymore. You've usurped your California flag and turned it into a communist flag. Now, would that be representing red China or red Russia? And you better know the difference. You better know the difference. Because China is already taking such great whacks out of the United States of America that you better shudder. Clinton doesn't just sell the Lincoln bedroom, my friends. He has sold Long Beach. The name of that corporation, which is one of the largest in the world, is called Costco. Now, all of you think, oh, that's Price Costco. We're going to get a good deal out of that. Well, forget that. That's not what it is. It is a Chinese company, and that's going to control the openings to the underground that can float those submarines all the way to China Lake. So these are serious times. And your president is getting ready to go over and have his summit this week with Russia. And what in the world do you think is going on in the Middle East? These are very, very heavy, hard days. And it doesn't mean that we can't function. It does mean that there is a tremendous amount of material to cover, information to glean, contacts to be made, ones that have been in Europe and South Africa trying to get some things consummated just to get them done. Are running into incredible confusion and trouble. As the enemy, if you will, I don't consider them my enemy. I don't care whether they know what we're doing or not. I just as soon tell them what we're doing. And then we get the protection of those surveillance teams. They have just run an entire telephone trunk line into Eckers, for instance, and they try to do all this clandestinely, you know. Well, let's see, they go to Bakersfield on Friday, so you can count on the phones being out Friday. Well, then what happens is they go down on Monday, and then it's a big scramble. But our counterparts over near Johannesburg are going through the same thing while they're hooking up their surveillance lines. So even if you had something to do, you can't get information back and forth. It's like trying to do it on Wells Fargo, only not as effectively. We need financing. We've got to get some of these things finished. They get finished, but they never quite get transferred. Well, once again, you're working with the banks, and everybody listen to me, because it seems like, well, why don't you just get it done and get it into a bank and get it shifted everywhere? What did they just do today? Anybody? What did your system just do today? They froze the bank accounts of some of your Mexican high officials in the United States of America. And what did they do it for? Well, it must be drug money, because a politician of the level of so-and-so and so-and-so would not have all of this massive amount of money, especially in the United States. Well, what does that tell you? It tells you that the heart of the drug business then is in the United States, doesn't it? So you've got two bits of information. The government has started freezing accounts that they want to hold. They still have Iranian accounts frozen. They still have Iraqi accounts frozen. And what do you suppose the mess is with Jordan and a Jordanian shooting these Israeli children? Somebody is trying to start a major war. Now, who chooses? Who and how is it chosen who's going to be on your blacklist? Who decided, for instance, that Saddam Hussein was on the blacklist when that man had a $250 million account, joint account, with George Bush in one of the BCCI banks? So he obviously was not an enemy all the time, was he? But when you start talking about how did Bush get so big, well, he got so big on the basis of the bonus contract. That's how he got so big. Well, guess who has that bonus contract now? And guess who all wants to use it now? And guess who is trying very diligently to see to it that we can't use it? The most logical ones in the world to help utilize some semblance of funding for freedom are the very ones that are on the blacklist of the United States of America, because they come under the crown of England. And I know you don't like to hear that, but ever since you had your Revolutionary War, you've been trying to get back under the rule of the crown of England, and you did it. You did it right away. Now, what her ladyship does is just Sir Knight everybody. All of your high-ranking military, especially the ones that served in Iraq and Kuwait, are all knights. That's K-N-I-G-H-T-S. They have been knighted. They have been given titles of nobility and royalty. Kissinger, Weinberger, Bush, Colin Powell, Schwarzkopf. This is treason, people. Don't any of you understand? And this is what you're going to go after the courts of injustice with. Those judges are treasonous. And they serve a fraudulent focus. They've sort of pulled out over here on their own, and they are the black robed gods. And they can do anything they want to do. But for every evil intention, there is a clue and there is an Achilles heel. And their whole basis of operation is on secrecy. And when the first few start uncovering their secrets, they simply kill you. But now it's too big. It is too big. And you're going to find, as we move farther on, that what may seem to you as rather an elusive brass ring instead of golden ring is going to turn golden in front of you. Are you going to disagree as you move along? Of course you will. Because as people awaken, they realize more and more and more what you don't know. And then you become frightened. How will we ever make it through? And life happens to every one of you while you're hoping that you can do something else. And then I hear, now we're going to pull in the most controversial people of the world. The minority groups, and I guess we're just going to go, you know, just arm up with anybody who can get us into worse trouble. Is that it, sir? Well, it may work out that way. It's all right with me. You see, I told you 10 years ago who I was. I told you 10 years ago who I am. I don't have trouble with people like Louis Farrakhan. He already knows who I am. And he calls me by name, Atan. Because we come out of the old Egyptian hierarchy down through these ages. And none of you should be surprised that we would have a paper. And none of you should be surprised that we would have called it Liberator. Because the same ones of you who served in Egypt for Akhenaten, for goodness sakes, came right along and served in the Civil War era with Garrison and the Liberator. And you cried out then to free the slaves. Well, most of the slaves at that time were black. That does not mean that the original slaves were black. They were of Irish descent, Welsh. These were bond slaves. Somehow the blacks seem to want to glean unto themselves all that honor of being slaves. No. The most impoverished, enslaved people in the world were of your, quote, Caucasian races. So let's not get out there and say, well, I'm white, you're black, he's brown, Little Crow's red. This is foolishness. God is light. And anybody wanting to corner that information is going to find they don't have a corner on that information. That is as old as God. And certainly a lot older than any of you people on this planet. So let's just put it where it's at. These are ignorant, foolish, or just deliberately stupid people that come along and claim the right to this kind of information. Do I agree with everything that, for instance, a Louis Farrakhan will say? No. No. And any of you who are familiar with the publications for the Nation of Islam, what do we believe? We published it once. No, what we're trying to do is set up a substitute welfare department. Just because they're black, they deserve it? No, that's incorrect. On the other hand, guess what? The only reason that Mr. Farrakhan was trying to work a deal with Muammar Gaddafi was to be able to fill in the gaps when the welfare system pulled out so much funding as to just dump the black race in the United States. The hope was that it could be an easier transfer and the Nation of Islam could begin to pick up some of that terrible loss. Go into crime when they get hungry. And already it's just at each other to the point that your babies are driving by each other, shooting each other. And that's all they wanted to do. Gaddafi gave him $1 billion. That's cash. Farrakhan was awarded a $250,000 humanitarian award. He was offered more when he got into South Africa to shore up what was going to happen to the black people in the United States of America starting this year as people are kicked off welfare. That seems like a good idea, put everybody to work. But it's impractical, isn't it? So am I saying that Mr. Farrakhan should then support on a welfare system everybody? No, that's no answer. You don't give fish to the multitude, you teach them how to raise fish. Now I've got to bargain and grovel. The point is, I don't have to preach like a Southern preacher. I don't need to belabor that point either, because it can be so badly misunderstood. You don't have immigrants coming over from Mexico taking jobs away. Most of the young white people would not be caught dead out there. Or maybe that's the only way they would be caught, out in those fields pulling weeds. I mean, how many of you stuck with just weeding garden out at the farm? You're a soft race. You don't have any survival skills. We talk about being prepared. And then the preparedness expo comes along. And then their paper comes along. And you get all hyped up and better get some MREs and some kind of survival food and a couple of gallons of water. And so you get really wound up and you go and you could survive for 2 days. I'm talking about survival. EJ got a call yesterday from someone, you know, that they're waiting to get together with and meet, and he had a bad day, went out, somebody tried to start the generator, finally started the generator, and it spilled gas, and the gas caught on fire, and pretty soon they just had a typical ruined day. What are you going to do with no heat? What are you going to do with no way to manufacture your electricity? Everybody says, oh, well, I'm ready. I should have, one of the things I should have done today was not bring those tapes. But if she couldn't be here, I hope that all of you saw the special on Friday night on disasters. How many of you are ready for that? 150-mile winds, hurricanes over 200 miles an hour, tornadoes, floods, devastation like you can't imagine. Everybody says, oh, it looks like a war zone. How many of you have ever seen a war zone? So how do you know? You've been lulled into this comfort where the biggest things in your life are what are happening right under your nose. The next week is a long way off. Well, actually, for some in this room, it's getting closer. We've got to make our connections now. And it becomes truly a time of people having to make some choices. God says, you're either for me or you're against me. Well, this old boy says, you don't have to be for me, but you better, if you're against me, get out of the way. Because we're tired of playing the game. We needed to play the game. We needed to get into, quite frankly, these lawsuits so that when we do get together to work out some structures for confronting this, just with Eckers alone, we'll have 25 lawsuits. Just to turn around and go right back in there. And the sooner you do it, the more apt you are to make them pay for themselves, at least to the extent of what you've been out over this nearly 10 years. You can go now because fraud never expires. It only expires according to the statute of limitation these frauds have foisted off on you. They go along and they commit their fraud, and then they say, oh, well, if I can make it a year, 2 years, whatever, then the statute of limitation expires. The statute of limitations on murder and fraud never expire. You can go right back with your perfect, proper paperwork and get Jason Brandt for the very first thing he did on December 24th, 1988, 7, 8. And Gene's going to have to tell us whether it's better to go after 15 at a time or one at a time. And who has to, I mean, the first one going in there is going to go in with such high damages. Go read Black's Law Dictionary, man, and you'll have fun when you get into the damages section. Whoever gets in there first is going to clean the house. So we'll all be fighting over who gets to file their paperwork, won't we? This is the way you change a nation. And remember something. The common law is a law of the globe. This is the aboriginal law. It's called common sense. Reason, logic, honor, truth. Gene once said something in Nevada one evening. He said, you have to lie in the court. No jury will believe you if you tell the truth. Well, isn't that remarkable? I mean, in the United States of America, where you get up there and you swear. But did anybody notice in that court in Fresno, when Eckers were representing themselves, no swearing was there. So it's understood you're going to lie. They don't even embarrass the lawyers. by even suggesting that you tell the truth, and they didn't, did they? And then you feel almost sorry for this sick little thing that gets up there. And how many of you are aware that there is now a child molester who has gotten out of prison two or three times, and every time he's gotten out, he has hurt somebody else, and he is now due to be released from prison because of overcrowding. And they want to put Dorma in prison because she's dangerous to the world. You can't even house your criminals. And the thought that there is even a process of thinking that would put a couple of people in prison because they write about God is somehow unthinkable to me, and it means you've come a long way, baby, straight down. And no, we're not going to base our travels hither and yon on religion, but we certainly are on God, or we're not going anywhere. And it's going to mean that you're going to have to come out of yourselves and stop thinking about yourselves all the time. It's got to be. This is not a group. This is not a cult. This is not... This is the place where we are going to change the world. And we've had to learn, and we've had to experience, and we've had to get to here. And it's been painful from time to time, and it's been difficult. And all along the way, there are all those fighting you all the time. And then they have to form their conspiracies, but don't you see what a favor they do you on the other end? They've already chained themselves together. All you've got to do is go down and list their names now. We're going to offer some of these contracts around. We thought we mailed them to everybody we could think of, including Farrakhan and O.J. Simpson. But isn't it funny? Until God is ready for them to read it, they put it aside as a joke. This is a cruel joke. No, it's not a cruel joke. It's sitting over in Africa with the Emir of Africa, just waiting to make those connections. And now some of those bank accounts are open. And the world doesn't ever even know where it comes from, how it got there. But certainly the recipients are going to know what it is for. This world is going to be very, very sorry that it pulled this stunt on the judicial system of the United States of America, I promise you. I don't even have to look at whether or not O.J. Simpson is guilty or innocent of crime. He certainly had nothing even remotely considered to be a fair trial. He was found innocent, or at least not guilty. Now, in the United States of America, if you are found not guilty, what does that mean? You are not guilty. But that wasn't enough. And I'm going to take exception to the ones who say, but you can always come in with a civil trial. Well, isn't this Sickville? If they had found him guilty, I would say, come in with your civil trial now and clean him out. He deserves it, because maybe he was guilty. But after you have been found not guilty, and you come in and make him guilty, what in the world have you done? You have absolutely overthrown every standard of decency in your court system. And ones will say, well, it's still the best in the world. Well, that makes me want to throw up. But it's going to be a hard go of the few daring ones that are willing to learn all this, get together, and begin to do this stuff. Because it is like walking on a new field of glass shards, where the enemy is just laying in wait for you to cut your feet and bleed, hopefully to death. But we're not going to bleed to death. And once you begin to topple a few, the rest get very, very nervous. And the rest are very, very nervous. And whoever reported that Dave Miller is in prison, forget it. He's going to be with Peter Khawaja this week. And I would hope that you can get Peter out here with him. So I would like to just talk just a little bit here about how quickly we can get ready for some kind of a major gathering of eagles. And when I say that, I mean somebody from OJ, somebody from Farrakhan, Miller, Khawaja, Mullins. Mullins sends his love to every one of you. He had a wonderful time here. All he can speak about now is how soon he can get back. He has already put into the mill. He's gone back and he just is hitting that system, and boy, this time it's paying off. He is getting results.
Has he had a new case in court?
He's pulling up all the old ones. Just exactly what you should be doing. And when we get these people here, we can't start learning it pre-kindergarten. Let's have some cases. I don't care how simple they are. We can take the very last writ and ask David what he would have done with this. The man has now gone over it and over it and over it to the extent that he can rattle off these codes, see. And you, if you go back in there to the courtroom, you have a pretty good idea already what you have to do. And you don't chatter. You establish before you go in, and you ignore their flag. And you announce that you are a citizen in party, or a proper party. You don't refer to yourself as a person, because a little catch is, and this is for you who have corporations, persons, that is the name of a corporate structure. So be careful what you call yourselves. And yes, you probably will have to do something to get their attention, so you don't go into that bar area. You don't go past that swinging gate. You notice now you don't hardly have any space for people in the courtroom. And I didn't say persons, I said people, human beings. Well, you can tell the judge you are a proper human being, you know, from God Creator. Or you're a good citizen in party, or you're a proper party.